your tribe and chosen land. And so did Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:16. You look it up. But now after you're saved, then you don't need to test God, no, because then you know better. As Ahab said, I will not put the Lord to the test. After you're saved, there's no need for you to test God by testing him. You've done it. You know the answer. Instead, you should be applying. Instead of going back and the elementary doctrines, the elementary things again. What else? People have to go home, don't they? Anybody has any problems, I'll talk to them. Anything special. Anyway, you know, heavy problems. Huh?
I had one question. I was backsliding.
Anybody, is there anything that everybody needs? Let us dismiss. People are sitting here crying for a long time.
The devil really tried the same trick on the Burr family a couple of years ago, trying to attack our example, attacking Hezekiah. Everybody attacking you didn't at first. People backslide by believing a lot of the nonsense. The devil said lies like
not believing. They weren't believing because there was no proof.
They're just
going for it.
Going for it.
What else? God bless everybody. Hope to be back down here in a couple of weeks. Now, you want to hear something before you leave, though?
Yeah.
Everybody makes kills the whole thing. Just think, each one making a little bit of noise. Now, another column for the newspaper. Are you all thinking about the newspaper a lot? Mm-hmm. Well, you should be. We'll get that together a lot sooner than perhaps for sure by July. And the watch line also very popular. We're doing studies on it now, but it may. Hey, by July or eight. New column for the newspaper is the FFY. That is, they send in stuff, not about how to cook jars or how to can, but stuff about marriage. They send in things about marriage. Okay, now there's one more thing. I heard something very foreboding 2 days ago on the radio, and it is this. Henry Kissinger, 2 days ago, made a comment about the United States perhaps attacking Arabs and taking away their oil by force.
Yeah.
Just attack and doing it. Now, however he should have done it or shouldn't have done it isn't the point. He did it, in fact. Now, the repercussions from that, from his doing it, were as follows. People came down on him and so forth. And other people began talking about it. And in so doing, some senator said that, hey, hold the noise now, will you? When you're done. You see what nonsense it is? One sinner destroys much good. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Does it apply?
Sure.
It only takes one person to mess things up. Yeah. Boy, you need to learn that lesson so bad. One person can bring down the FF so much, so bad. Whatever you should have done or should have done, anything like that, nothing about that. They began talking about how the U.S. has a contingency plan now to do it, which isn't surprising, but the fact they're talking about it is something new. And they were talking about this contingency plan in some format or other. And I should be able to quote more than 50 or 10. And they said that, yes, the United States government is aware that The United States government thinks that they probably could get away with it. That they probably could just go in and take the oil field, and of course what they fear is Russia. What they fear is Russia attacking them, starting World War III over it. You understand that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's nothing new so far. The statement on this thing was, the United States assumes and calculates that they can do it, that they can go in and take the oil field. But, and they assume they can do that, and that Russia will not attack them. But, said the article, Russia would probably itself strike somewhere else at the same time, probably Israel itself. The first time I ever heard it mentioned was Russia being allowed to attack, and the U.S. would have to allow it in order for it to happen. If you take the pictures, you take the pictures in the Bible of Russia attacking Israel, which it looks like that's what it's talking about. In order for that to happen, the realities being what they are, and in order for it to happen in the Bible way, there's nothing said about another equally great power trying to stop Russia, is there? Just Russia let loose against Israel. And the U.S. would have to allow it, if it's to happen in the near future, given the present balance system. Somehow the U.S. would have to allow not to fight against Russia to do it. Are they going to make a deal? Okay, Russia, you have Israel, and we get the oil for you. It's foreboding, as I say. It's an echo. They said it's an echo. You're not familiar with the passages about the hordes, Nabal, God. Well, there's nothing about another nation holding back. Another huge nation. Well, that would speak of the U.S. allowing, wouldn't it? Something to be aware of and to look for other clues. That is what they're talking about. There is more frustration. You know, that's the way human nature works. Right now there's this economic problem, and the oil is like a thorn in the side compared to it. So you try to get rid of your big problem by getting rid of the thorn in the side. Okay. Anything else? That was in Syracuse today. You know that? This afternoon, that was in Syracuse. Does that sound strange to hear that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what... it's got to be every bit of 300 miles north. You look at that, 300 miles straight north. So that'd be good. Anything else, people? God bless you.
God bless you.
See you in 3 weeks or so.
Hey, Brian.
No more.